The ACLU of Southern California says for years the Orange County Board of Supervisors has limited free speech at its meetings. From curtailing the time you have to address supervisors to withholding security footage, the civil rights group says the board is open to a lawsuit. Well, county officials say they're looking into solutions, even though supervisors argue things like time limits on public comment make meetings run better, smoother. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Let's talk a little bit more about this possible lawsuit by the ACLU. On what grounds are they talking about?
Oh, my gosh. They listed six grounds. Everything from that the Board of Supervisors won't allow people to bring in signs to the fact that the Board of Supervisors is trying to get people to only speak one time during the entire meeting as opposed to in previous years where people could speak on different matters before the board. Like, so in other words, 3 minutes on one board action, 3 minutes on another board action. The ACLU is not happy about this at all. Like, the letter that they sent, it was pretty startling in how angry they were. And they said, look, it's obvious that the board does not want to hear from the public. And so if you folks don't do something to address this, we're going to go after you guys.
You've attended an Orange County Board of Supervisors meeting or two in your time. Does it help? Are time limits helpful in making things smoother?
Board of Supervisors are allowed to have time limits, just like city councils, because you can't have one person go on for 5 hours on one issue. And what usually happens, what usually provokes this, and this goes for all city council meetings, just anywhere, and I know this in Orange County, there's always going to be one or two people that have a specific vendetta, either against a specific council member or against a board, and they'll use their time again and again. They abuse it. So that's why you do have, say, 3 minutes per comment or whatever. And the Board of Supervisors, there's one person in particular who like goes on and on about he was wronged by the Board of Supervisors and his son as well, but he'll go at every possible opportunity. But that said, I would argue that's just how democracy is. Gadflies are classic pieces of going to a Board of Supervisors meeting. But the problem has really sparked up recently where there's also accusations of favoritism. So recently, homelessness, of course, has been a huge issue at the Board of Supervisors meetings. And a lot of people want to talk about homelessness. In one recent Board of Supervisors meeting, people were only allowed 1 minute to talk about the homelessness issue. On the other hand, other people who had business before the board, they were allowed 2 minutes, even 2.5 minutes. Of course, people are going to be upset by that.
These time constraints, the limited amount of security footage, things like this, do those things violate any laws in California, open meeting laws?
The ACLU says yes, that they violate the Brown Act, which talks about, you know, being able to have open meetings. County Council, for its part, saying, yeah, we want to work with the ACLU. We're going to try to make things better. The problem really is in the current Board of Supervisors. And the current Board of Supervisors, they do not like to be critiqued. Another issue that the ACLU is upset about is that the Board of Supervisors is telling the public, you cannot address a supervisor by name. In other words, you can't say, hey, Sean Nelson, who's a supervisor in North County, you are a terrible supervisor because A, B, and C. Recently, something like that happened. Supervisor Todd Spitzer jumped in and said to the person saying these accusations, you're out of order. You're not allowed to address people.
You think some sort of compromise will come from this, Gustavo? Or do you think a lawsuit's really going to happen?
This will be interesting because, again, County Council wants to work with the ACLU. The Board of Supervisors does not like the ACLU at all, and they definitely do not like all these activists coming to most board meetings as of recent. So let's hope that the Board of Supervisors comes to their senses, and let's leave it at that.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.